You can go kick rocks, I'ma stack bricks up, build what I want to make. Yeah, I'ma do it my way.
Yo, it's the Sandwich Generation with my girl Mitch. Relationships, kids, Asian parents, work, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'ma do it my way.
The Sandwich Generation. Now, here's Mitch.
What up? You know, hit it. If you know the song, you know. I think I did that one last time. I need another one to kick off the show. Anyways, my name is Mitch, and I want to give you a warm and cozy and fuzzy welcome to the Sandwich Generation. Up in here, we be talking about everything concerning family, culture, and all the generations that make us who we are, right? So today we're diving into what I choose to call the holiday sandwich. That's translated to sandwich, if you don't speak Ebonics. Because, you know, we ain't just the sandwich generation right now. We're literally sandwiched between Thanksgiving leftovers and the Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa trifecta, as I like to call it. It's coming in hot, right? So it's a whole entire holiday sandwich situation, y'all. But before we get started, let's remember the details, the links, and the sources for everything we're going to be talking about today. So everything is spelled DASANDWICHGENRATION. So that's thesandwichgeneration.com. There's also thesandwichgeneration@gmail.com. So, you know, you can always email us your ideas, answers to questions. Maybe if you felt we you know, misspoke or said something that you have more information on, we would love to hear it. So let's jump into segment one, them babies, the kids, and the teens, and the top bun of our sandwich, right? So with this here holiday sandwich situation, everybody's tired. Everybody's still acting a whole entire fool. And in fact, a whole bunch of folk are amping up the tomfoolery. You know what I'm talking about, right? So let's talk about them babies. You know, the teens, preteens, little ones, all of them. The top bun in this holiday sandwich we got in the mix. So this is also reminding me of how some of us had to eat at the kids' table, right? Like you fucking 14, 15, 16 years old, sitting up with little 2 and 6 and 8 year olds. I mean, she's the embarrassment of it all, right? But like I said in the last episode, at your family gatherings, it is never a good idea to leave all the kids in a room behind a closed door. By now, brothers and sisters, we should know why this was never a good idea from inception. And whoever the first person was that did that, we don't know who they are, but they were stupid and we don't have to follow their actions, okay? I love facilitating conversations, so if you would like me to do a whole epi on that, no judgment here. Just contact us and say the word. With this one thing, your wish is my command, but not with her thing. You know, y'all be doing too much. Folk be doing too much sometimes. But if you want me to do an episode on why you should not leave all the kids in a room behind closed doors, I am there. Anyways, y'all, you know, sometimes grown folk be treating holidays like a throwdown. Like I'm talking about loud voices, right? Flying words. And if things go bad, they be throwing hands, y'all. They be throwing hands. I mean, I'm black, but I ain't never learned how to throw hands. And maybe that's a good thing, because I do believe in emotional regulation. Thank you very much. I don't just speak Ebonics. I code switch as well. Anyways, I'm thinking about what I saw online about Ray J getting into it with his girlfriend or wife, which is it. Help me. Email me. Tell me which one it is. Diamond, right? So anyway, the altercation took place right in front of his kids. What the fuck? You know, that ain't right. The kids don't need to catch that kind of smoke and heat during what is supposed to be family time, okay? You know, that kind of smoking heat belongs on the damn barbecue grill. Shit. And I don't care if you say, we just playing to the kids, or you tell them, we just arguing, or we just telling the truth. You know, to a little one, to our babies, that loud mouth and all that heavy energy, you know, they don't feel like words, and they're not words. They can read all of that shit. They feel the fear. They feel the confusion. They might even feel guilty for it. I mean, come the fuck on. Get it together. We need to get it together. And if I'm not talking to you, I'm probably talking about your family members, and that's probably why you don't go over there in the first place. And why you probably shouldn't, okay? So in this holiday sandwich that we cook up every year, just because you got beef don't mean you should serve the beef up raw in front of the kids. Like, keep the proverbial beef and the kids out of the middle, okay? Because the little ones don't get to pick sides. They only get to catch what spills in this holiday. That should just be the tea, okay? Not them catching trauma. They should be sitting, eating some cookies, enjoying the love and the warmth and the connection. If the grown folks is arguing, we the adults, then we need to handle it like grown folk. We don't drag the kids out here to be an audience for your messy holiday sandwich, okay? Like, you know, and I might not be talking to you, but maybe I am. Maybe I am. Shoot, maybe we all need a little bit of conviction, okay? I know I done had to see some things about myself today that made me think twice. And we all should. We all should look at things and be like, should I continue doing things this way? So anyway, you know, let's just make sure that the garnish that we serve this year is not the verbal crossfire of grown folks' business. So but moving on to the holiday food here in this holiday sandwich. You know, when do kids actually start transitioning to sandwiches? Like, you know, there's a lot of turkey usually left over during Thanksgiving, and that usually translates to sandwiches. But when did your kids actually start eating actual sandwiches? You know, and then, you know, when did they start eating some of the softer holiday foods, like the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the sweet potatoes? You know, that stuff is easy for them to chew. But of course, you know, some of us black folks be kind of heavy handed on the salt. You know what I'm talking about? We be kind of heavy handed on the salt and the sugar. So you might not necessarily want your baby to have that stuff. But, you know, like, kind of when did you decide to start adding that to, you know, your child's diet? So it's important in combining these two parts of this first segment that we've been talking about with, you know, the throwing hands and the eating, you know, the first finger foods. Our kids can really pick up on the emotional temperature of the house during the holidays, right? So it's important to teach the kids and model it for them. Don't just give them something to do. Make sure you're willing to do it as well, right? It's important to teach them the emotional vocabulary of dealing with the emotional temperature, especially for our neurodivergent babies. Neurodivergent. You know, the ones that think different. ADHD, autism, stuff like that, you know. It's important to check in with them and ask, baby, are you feeling overwhelmed? Hey, what are you feeling? Do you feel disappointed? Are you excited? Or another good one, how are you feeling right now? You might read something on their face and they might have just been swallowing a clump of spit that was in their mouth. And you translate it as, oh, she's upset. She might not be upset at all. She might be sleepy. In order to teach our kids emotional intelligence, we have to model it and ask them how they feel. Don't tell them how they feel. So, you know, if you are allowing your kids year after year in an environment where they're watching adults argue and they're learning, you know, how to suck up conflict, you got to remember they learn their conflict responses from us. And sometimes the best response is not to be present. So, you know, it's up to us to make the kids feel included, even if the holiday structure is changing. You know, if there's a new house, new family members, new traditions, might be going through a divorce like, unfortunately, I had to go through. And, you know, it's really important to make sure that we're giving our kids the language that they need to deal with these situations. So I'm just really interested in finding out and hearing what you think, you know. So just a reminder, you know, we don't want these kids being squished in between grown folks' drama. You know, we tell them to eat at the kids' table, to stay out of grown folks' business. And then we tell them to go to the kids' room with the open door, I'm saying, right? Or better yet, a whole entire open area and not a damn den. Okay, I could discuss more, but I don't want to provide a trigger warning for anybody. Like I said, if we need a whole show, let me know. Because I would also love to know if we don't know what I'm talking about. Because we could argue all day that you should know what's being said. But if you don't know, how the fuck is that progressive? You just don't fucking know. And maybe I've been putting your path to teach you. So if we do all of this shit to keep them out of our business, can we please now keep them out of a life of lifelong trauma? You know, one incident, and think about, you know, what happened with Ray J's kids. And they even had this part where they were showing, you know, the police arrived. And there's a period where I just hear the babies crying. And that's fucked up, man. That's like really, really fucked up. That no kid should have to go through that. So, damn it, we need to do better in that area. Like, please, y'all. You know, we really need to work on this as a community. And I can already hear some black folks sitting around saying, well, I don't do that. I don't never do that. I don't never do that with my kids. Yeah, but you show up to the same damn dinner every single year. And you know it's going to be a whole bunch of fuckery going on. You already know. You just keep going because you feel some obligation to your mama or your grandmama or unk or who the fuck ever. But think about your kids in this sandwich part. You got to think about what you're leaving them with. So coming up next, we're going to be stepping into the middle of the sandwich, talking about you. You know, you're the meat in the middle. And what's it like wearing all these damn hats, right? You're a parent. You're a spouse. You're a grown child, an organizer, a peacemaker, referee, and you're even an emotional support human. What the fuck? Like, where do you fit into this, right? We always got to think about where you fit into this. So remember, for more information, for suggestions on this segment or any episode or future episode, we would love to have you as a guest as well. It's DASANDWICHGENRATION. And don't forget to email us your ideas and your responses to today's question. So that kind of wraps up the part with the kids. But I just want to throw in the part about the macaroni and cheese. Macaroni and cheese is legendary in the black community, ain't it? Like, it's soft enough for kids that are transitioning from mush to chewable food. But the thing is, people be having arguments about who can throw down. And if you're not black, that means who cooked it the best? Who's tasted the best? Whose would you want to have again? So, you know, there's so much that we compete with. The collard greens. And, oh no, we're not going to let her make that no more. She not going to make that for us no more. We can't. Her potato salad made me sick. You know how we be doing. Child, that's why I don't even be making none of that stuff. I make the, what do I make? Oh, I do make a really good cabbage and sausage. That one is good. And I do make a good apple pie. Mm-hmm. But all that throwing down and putting your foot in it, which if you're not black, that means it tasted good. But, you know, all that putting your foot in it, I ain't doing all of that. First of all, it take too much time. And I would much rather eat. You know what I'm talking about. So anyway, we're going to continue this conversation coming up soon. And remember, love on them babies, y'all. They deserve it. They're worth it. Coming up next.
Let's go. I need a change in my life, cause I don't feel alive and there's nothing that makes me happy.
And we all got dreams, we all want things, but what you gonna do for it? How you gonna move for it? What you gonna be?
Hey, yo. Yo. So we just finished talking about the kids, the top bun. And in this holiday sandwich, you got to remember that the layer that we have to protect first, no matter how you feel about it, keeping them out of the middle of grown folks drama. But you can only do that if you're in touch with you. If you're out of touch with yourself, remember, if you're dysregulated, you can't regulate no damn body else. You just simply can't. So it's time to step into the middle of this holiday sandwich, which is you, the meat, the one holding it all together and the best tasting part of all of it, right? So, you know, you're wearing all the hats. You're a spouse, a parent, a grown child, mediator, referee, chef, therapist, and sometimes a self-designated peacekeeper. But some things you need to stay out of the middle of, right? Unfortunately, we have to learn that the hard way. So I know there's a lot of holiday disagreements sometimes. And we already know it's that one auntie or grandma or somebody that just will not let it go. And they bring up the same thing every fucking year. It's like, golly. But I just saw this meme on the socials. And I'm going to put it on the website that this dude actually got into a real fight with his cousin because his cousin swapped out the turkey meat for a vegan substitute. Like, for real, what the hell did that walk of shame look like? And what did he say? I did it all for the turkey meat, man. I did it for the meat, right? But then, you know, I looked it up because it had a logo that it was reported by Fox 27 News. But I looked it up, and funny as it is, there's no real story behind it. There's no date, location, police report. I ain't seen nothing. Not saying it's not there, but this is one of them allegedly cases, right? And this is exactly why we got to stay sharp out here in these streets, right? In these social media streets. You know, this little holiday feud. You know, the memes can be entertaining and you just see them and you assume that they're correct. Sometimes you do just assume it's correct. But, you know, they sit right next to real situations like what happened with Ray J and, you know, the Prince's, you know, the Prince's Love Diamond altercation. You know, lives actually get affected by this stuff. So if we're going to survive this holiday sandwich, you know, of the sandwich generation, then we have to develop a habit of fact-checking first and laughing second, right? Because what if that meme had been about a real person and whoever made the meme probably used a person, you know, that did something and was on, you know, Fox 27 or whatever, and then they put their own narrative on it. You got to be careful. What is, I mean, like we were talking about sharenting before. What if somebody gives your own narrative about a picture they took about you? What if it damages somebody's reputation, you know? So, you know, it's about permission and verify before you amplify, right? But seriously, simple things like that do really escalate. And as the meat in the middle, which is you in this sandwich, it's definitely important to stay out of the middle of other people's conflicts. And that includes like a sort of a preemptive strike, right? Which would be not going in the first place. You know, if your kids, and I do mean even your little kids, if they're arguing, do what you can to facilitate peace. And I know that some people are going to say, no, we can't do that in my family. But try to facilitate peace because these kids today really lack critical thinking skills, and sometimes them working it out on their own and us not getting in the middle of every little thing, you know, the saying back in the day, you know, some black communities used to be like, let them fight. Just let them fight. There's this guy named Reese Waters that I watch on YouTube, and he has this political commentary show. And sometimes he said, let them fight. You know, I think it's so funny the way he says that. But some black communities, you know, they attribute to that. You learn the life skill and you learn not to let nobody mess with you. But me personally, I'm like I said, I'm glad I never learned how to throw hands. So we don't want to let the babies throw hands. But, you know, they do need the life skill of conflict resolution. That's why notice recently on these episodes, I've been working with how we give our kids the language of how to communicate what's happening and what to, you know, like what to do about what's happening, you know, how do they manage the younger siblings or the cousins? And if they are young and one of the you know, the older ones especially did something physical to them, you know, and physical is not just hurting them physically. Unfortunately, there's lots of other kinds of abuse. Again, let me know if you need me to do a show and you don't know what I'm talking about. But, you know, we have to allow them to talk it out. So maybe, you know, the holidays for you involves giving them, posting something up on the wall where they will be and telling them how to handle conflict if they, you know. But I, honestly, I'm thinking about some of the adults in this one. Some of these adults just be crazy. Sometimes it's the bottom bun too. Them elders, they be acting a fool. They be taking out their dentures and fighting whoever's invited. Talking about who was inviting Sally to the Cotton Club back in the day. I mean, hell, like pulling back into the grudge history to find reasons to complain about something and go swinging them arthritic hands at somebody, right? Like, what the fuck? Like, seriously. So, and sometimes it's the older generation that's doing stuff like that. And so, you know, you got to think about how are you going to keep yourself pulled together? Because it's an emotional whiplash with this in-between time between Thanksgiving and between the other, you know, winter holidays. You know, how are you going to manage your family drama without losing yourself? And as I'm saying all this, like, you know, maybe these are little things that you put in your as a journal prompt. Maybe these are journal prompts for you. You know, like, how will I manage family drama without losing myself? You know, another one to ask yourself, maybe you allow yourself not to host this year. Go let somebody else do it. Tell people it's not going to be at my house. Where are we having it this year? Because I'm not doing that this year. Maybe you always get stuck cleaning up the emotional and the physical aftermath. Maybe you give yourself permission not to cook. It's a lot. Permission to rest. Permission to not be the organizer, like delegate. You know how they say in the world of real estate, location, location, location? Maybe yours is delegation, delegation, delegation. You know, figure out what you can get them babies to do too. And pair them up, damn it. Pair up the elders. Have your grandmama teach your grandson how to make a pie. My son's pie, now his apple pie is way better than I taught him to make. And my grandmother taught me how to make an apple pie. Pair up the generations, delegate, breathe for a second. You know, so there's a difference between being in the middle as a generation and letting yourself get caught in the middle. Those are two different, completely different things. You know, like, do you have the fortitude to walk away? And I do mean drive away. Like, leave with complete free agency, complete free agency. Do you have the strength to do that with dignity when your relatives start fighting? Do you have an exit plan? There's a journal prompt. What the fuck is my exit plan? How the hell am I going to get out of here? I'm not letting these suckers hem me up. I'm not going to get hemmed up. And if you don't know what hemmed up means, honestly, I don't know. That's a gray area in my Ebonics dictionary code, but I think it means getting boxed in, you know, like letting somebody corner you on something. See, I'm gonna be transparent. If I'm not all the way together on my Ebonics, I'm gonna let you know. But, you know, and then, like, you know, what if there's a walk of shame moment after a family conflict? How do people repair it? And sometimes you don't. You know, there are a lot of people, especially young people now, that are deciding to go no contact with their family because it's just too fucking much. The expectations are just too high, you know. So then, you know, let's think about leftovers, leftover food, right? You know, like, you know, what do you do with the emotional leftovers that you carry? The family drama, where does it sit in your body? The travel fatigue, the financial stress, right? So it's important to know how to set them boundaries. You know, that's what's really important. You know, this next wave of holidays is approaching and you have to know how not to overcommit, how not to overspend. You know, you need to make yourself, you know, maybe be metaphysical about it. Make yourself a self-care sandwich to remind yourself. Put yourself in the middle, not just the responsibilities, you know. So, yeah, those mental leftovers, you know, the anticipation anxiety that you have to amp down from, an emotional hangover, the double-decker holiday sandwich, you know, the budgeting concerns, you know, squeezed in between Black Friday and holiday shopping, although it's a lot of people boycotting. And I do believe that's what I'm going to be talking about on the next episode is it's a lot of economic boycotts right now. A lot of people choosing consciously not to go to these restaurants, not to go, you know, to some of these places that are supporting some things that are happening in our communities and societies that we just simply don't. We never signed up for any of that. So, you know, you have to think about how you handle ritual shifts, right? Because I, you know, have explained to you guys I'm divorced and, you know, that first one hit different. You know, I was glad to be free of that toxic situation. But, you know, what do I do with the kids? You know, Thanksgiving. You know, for me, I decided this year, I had a son. My younger son just decided that he wanted to go with his older brother and his older brothers to their cousin's house, who he's in his 20s or 30s, and he just decided to host for the first time. So since that's on my ex's side, that leaves me out, right? And I got to be okay with that. It was so cute because he was like, well, Mom, the next day he was like, well, Mom, I'm sorry for, you know, ditching you on Thanksgiving. And I was like, no, that didn't even happen. And I want you to be happy. Right. And that to me is success and graduation for me as a parent, because you best believe my mama would have made me feel hella guilty. And so on Thanksgiving, it was just me and my mom. I had gone to Black Angus and I didn't have a reservation. I called ahead of time to find out if that was okay, but they were still like having a lot of people there. And so we went to Claim Jumper and I had a great time. I didn't have to cook a damn thing, didn't have to wash a dish, drove there. And that was that, you know. But, you know, you got to, you know, make sure you know what your rituals are for the ritual shifts. You know, it might be your first holiday after losing a parent who was last year the elder of the family. You know, it might be for you the first holiday that your kids choose to do something else. Like mine isn't even he's still a minor, but or maybe yours went to college. You know, you got to figure out what you're going to do with that. You know, like I said, in the stress of blended families, whose house, who gets the kids? Like, that whole thing is a whole mini soap opera. You know, so it's important to manage your own stress and your own expectations. Love yourself enough not to put additional stress on yourself. You know, you're already stressed between your kids and your elders' needs and managing your own boundaries. So in the next segment, let's talk about the elders, that foundation. Yep.
like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign. A sign.
So now we finna talk about the bottom bun, right? Our elders, our mama, our daddy. That we end up feeling like we're raising them, you know. But they're the foundation, right? But just like any good sandwich, if that bottom bun is shaky, everything else slides, right? Think about trying to pick up a hamburger. Them good messy ones. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Them really good messy hamburgers. You know, so let's talk about supporting them without making everything slide and without losing ourselves. So, again, my name is Mitch, and we have talked about the kids. We've talked about ourselves and the importance of self-care in the middle. And now we arrive at the bottom bun, which is our elders, and they hold everything together, right? When we pick up that sandwich, we got to make sure we pick up that foundation as well. So today, like I said, we've been talking about the concept of this holiday sandwich. And our elders shape the flavor, don't they? The tone. And sometimes the motherfucking drama of the whole fucked up situation. I've already explained to you guys that, you know, dealing with my mother at this time is bringing up a lot of my childhood trauma. And it's not always easy. But she's in an assisted living facility and I don't have to interact with her every day. You know, those of you that have chosen to take that on and deal with your mama or your daddy every single day, you know, that's very brave of you. But you also got to know when to tap out. You don't have to stay in that forever. So, but there is still the history. And in many ways, the bottom bun does hold everything together. So, you know, like I said, sometimes they be trying to throw them arthritic hands at folk. You know, some of the memories that those who have Alzheimer's or dementia have can be very triggering. Now, I might have this wrong, and if I do, email me and let me know. But I believe from what I seem to have noticed, Alzheimer's deals with a bit more fear, but dementia just can bring about like anger and physicality, you know, you know, and I think about this because let's face it, you know, and maybe this be a future, you know, podcast episode too. But you must admit the women do a lot during the holidays, no matter what culture you're in. I personally don't. Shit. Mm-mm. No, I do. I do. Don't. I do not. I ain't be doing all of that. Mm-mm. No. No. No, I don't be doing that. I prepare meals. Thank you very much. I prepare. It might arrive in a can or packaged from some grocery store. And I do a really good job of heating up an oven. Mm-mm, but I don't be doing all of that. So, like I said, I didn't know that restaurants have an entire Thanksgiving menu now. It is like the most fucking brilliant thing ever that I have ever seen. I think I just went into Becky right there. I don't just speak Ebonics. I think I be speaking Valley Girls sometimes. I am an expert code switcher. That's what I need to start calling myself. I am so good at code switching. But anyway, it is the most brilliant thing ever. You got to admit, if you say ever, you got to say it ever, like Becky. But anyway, it's the most brilliant thing I have ever seen, right? Maybe it was always that way. I don't really know. But I have never needed it like I need it now, you know? Like I said, my sons are getting older. My youngest one decided to go with his older siblings to spend Thanksgiving with that younger cousin on the divorced side. And I have to say eye roll because you can't see my face right now. Hard eye roll. Okay. Okay. But the baby was hosting for the first time. So it's all right. I was really in my feelings about it at first. And I had to put my pride aside. Say it with me. Say, put your pride aside. Say, put your pride aside, right? I had to put my pride to the side, y'all. Ain't none of this shit about me. And that's what we have to remember. Your elders will make you lose yourself and make you think that it's all about them. Of course, your kids, especially the younger they are, will make you think that it's all about them. But you have to be regulated, and that's where it's all about you. But after that, the person that you most need to be tending to, protecting, because you are actually raising, is your children. You have to do that. So I had to remember, this ain't about me. If that's what the baby wants to do, then that's what the baby can do. So with my own mother, the holidays were, you know, when I was growing up, there's really no other way to say it, they were miserable as fuck. It was fucking horrible. I didn't get beaten. Nope. But the level of pressure, pressure for perfection was unreal. Her levels of perfectionism would always ruin every single damn thing. And I don't want to do that to my kids. So, you know, it was so interesting how, you know, because of other life circumstances, when my son said that, I was so hurt because there's other stuff going on for me right now, right? Other big things are going on right now for me. But sometimes, and hear my voice clearly when I say this, hear my voice clearly. Sometimes you just need to take a fucking nap. You just need to go to sleep, damn it. Go to sleep. So I had to go to fucking sleep. And when I woke up, it's like my perspective was so much better on Thanksgiving Day. He told me this, you know, my older son called me, organized it the night before. My younger son confirmed that he did want to go. And I know he saw my face, right, when we're going through all of this. And I could tell that he knew. You know, it's about energy sometimes. I could feel that he knew that I was disappointed, you know, because I had asked him, what are we going to do? You know, what are we doing for the holidays? And so, you know, he could tell. But once I woke up from sleep, I had a different perspective and actually a different reality. Sometimes we just need to reset. So on Thanksgiving Day, I dressed up real nice. And I do mean for me. You know, I didn't even get any compliments and I didn't even care. Because I did that shit for who? For me, right? So who could feel better? So I could feel better. And I did, as Nina Simone said, and I'm feeling good. Donna, 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 right? Sometimes you just got to do it because it makes you feel better. So I had, like I said, I decided to do the Black Angus thing, but with no reservation. They were crowded as hell. I mean, you know, and I didn't even know what to do because I had driven all the way there. But sometimes being in the middle of the sandwich, going back to the middle as you're taking care of these elders, it involves, as our people say, opening up your mouth. You got to open up your mouth, right? So I asked the question, is there any other restaurant around here serving? And I was specific when I opened up my mouth. Thanksgiving dinner. And like I said, it turned out Claim Jumper. They even had a choice of pie. They had apple pie and pumpkin pie. They had everything. And they have this amazing Claim Jumper punch. Oh my gosh. So fun. It was so fun. Yeah, I'm a code switcher. I don't know about the Ebonics part. Or is it just today? Tell me. You need to email me at thesandwichgeneration@gmail.com. Remember how to spell it. I'm going to tell you at the end of the show. Am I a code switcher? Or am I running deep in these Ebonics streets? Because I be thinking I am, but I don't really be thinking I am. Becky be popping out sometimes. I'm just saying. But anyway, there was a Claim Jumpers. They weren't crowded. Like I said, it was perfect. It was perfect for me. It was perfect for us. I actually got to enjoy the holiday with my mother. I'm telling you, she sat and she ate and she gummed down all of that food. And she just had a grand old time, you know. But like I said, I had to go to sleep and wake up the next day with a completely different perspective, right? With my mother being elderly, that was perfect for us. She can't cook this year. Trust me, she only prepares stuff too. Where you think I get it from? She ain't ever thrown down with no Thanksgiving dinner anyway. So, you know, you got to do what works for you. And it has to start with you. And beyond that, you extend to work what works best for your spouse. And then you two together decide what works for your kids. And then your elder, you know, not that they should be last on the plate, but it's about responsibility, for better or for worse. Our kids, is especially if they're small, that's a big responsibility. So it does start in the middle with you, you know. And like I said, my son with the whole, I'm sorry for ditching you on Thanksgiving. That was hilarious. I just scooped him up in my arms and I told him, you know, I want him to do what makes him happy. And I truly did mean that, you know. I don't want to be repeating the drama, however you want to say that. So, you know, with the elders, though, you know, sometimes, you know, it might be good, like I said, to combine the generations, have them pass down the cooking traditions. You know, we have so many in the Black community, you know, the greens, the sweet potato pie, the dressing, the stuffing, you know, what do we call it? You know, and then there's food texture realities for the elders. There's a lot of dental issues, you know, swallowing challenges. And that gets very scary because you don't want your elder to choke. I think it's with dementia, you actually forget to swallow. You forget how. Your body forgets how. They might have a decreased appetite, you know. So we got to think about holiday foods that can help bridge the gap. Like I said, you know, your toddler and your elder might have kind of the same plate, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know. And then they end up with like a lot of nostalgia too. They remember the Christmases past, and then they get caught up in the role reversal, you know. Now the kids are cooking for the elders, or you're cooking for your elder, and then you have to also focus on how that feels for them. They will be very quick to tell you that you don't make it as well as they did. Or your siblings will, and that's a whole nother level to things, right? So then in cases like mine, like, you know, my mom is in an assisted living facility, or yours might be in a nursing home. You know, a lot of times the elders are isolated, so food becomes an actual connection. You know, you could at least drop off the leftovers, and then you don't have to get caught up in the drama. You don't have to worry about, am I going to take them in doses of, you know, 2 minutes or 2 hours, you know, just drop off a plate. That does show your love. And then even like with your babies, you know, you have to think about dietary restrictions, or, you know, like I said, Black folk can be kind of heavy handed with the salt and the sugar sometimes. So it might be blood pressure issues, diabetes, cholesterol, but it's not about all of that. It's like about, you know, showing them that you care, you know. But it's kind of funny when I'm talking about bringing somebody a plate. You know, Black people be turning, I'm gonna make a plate, into a true art form, right? Like, we be having a aluminum foil off to the side, right? The plastic containers. And then I went to this one holiday dinner where it was an all-out stack of containers. Like you see at a fast food restaurant, you know, at a takeout place, right? And we be eating that holiday food. It be seeming like it's weeks, you know. But you just got to be cognizant of the fact that the elders struggle with the changes in the holiday traditions. They miss those big family gatherings. And if they're in a facility versus being in a home, even if it's not their home, the vibe is different, you know. So we have really covered a lot. Remember, reach out to us at the Sandwich Generation and tell us your thoughts. DASANDWICHGENRATION. TheSandwichGeneration.com. Email us at TheSandwichGeneration@gmail.com. So from the womb to adulthood, our elders, you know, it's the food that connects us. The sandwich isn't just the generations that are stacked. You know, it also comes from our heart and from our soul. Until next time, keep it together, y'all. We out.